You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It's Tuesday, December 19th, and we're talking Giants baseball. We bring in Giants reporter for MLB.com, Chris Haft. Chris, thanks very much for taking the time, as always. And we know a lot of students taking finals this time of year, and it's kind of the midpoint for baseball's off season. So if you were the professor and you're handing out midterm grades, say, for the Giants here in their off season, what would it be based on what you've seen at the winter meetings and so on?
Well, Darwin, I've seen a lot of effort, but not a whole lot of results. So I think I would have to go with a C- or a D+ for the Giants so far this off season.
And is that just what is the reason behind not being able to get a lot done? Because the Giants, you know, we're used to them, even though last year was a down year, we're used to the Giants, you know, winning World Series and being right there and in contention on free agents and trades. So, well, why have they fallen short so far this offseason to really improve the club?
Well, just last season, I think, was enough to turn off a lot of players to them. Losing 98 games is selling point right there. I think the park is a beautiful park. We all know that. It's one of the best parks in the major leagues.
No question.
Even though I'm biased, I think I can say that, you know, clear.
I'm from Boston. I agree, though. I like the Giants Park more than anywhere, for sure.
But hitters don't like hitting there. And so it's really tough to acquire or to persuade a proven big league hitter to ply his trade there 81 games a year. And that really hurts them in the free agent market.
Yeah, so, I mean, when you look at a guy like, say, Giancarlo Stanton, is that the real reason? When Stanton brings up he didn't want to go to the Giants because he grew up a Dodger fan or whatever, or is it more about the ballpark and the club in their history last season?
In his particular case, I think he knows he can hit him out pretty much of anywhere. So maybe AT&T is less of a deterrent there with him in particular, but he was a guy who, you know, actually, it's funny, the emotional part really came into it. Even though he wasn't signing with the Dodgers, he didn't want to sign with the team that was the Dodgers' biggest rival. He pretty much said that during his news conference last week at the winter meetings. But he also, I think, wasn't too thrilled about their 98 losses in 2017.
Yeah, I mean, that can certainly embed itself in a player's mind, too. If a team is losing a lot, well, you know, it's not exactly on the front of your mind to want to join that team, no matter what the money situation is. What about Shohei Ohtani? That was not clearly a money situation. He wanted to stay out west, or wanted to go out west, excuse me, but he ends up going to the Angels instead. Were the Giants really in on any conversation there, or was that pretty far-fetched to begin with?
Well, yeah, they had the first meeting of the seven teams. Among the seven teams that met with him, they had the first meeting, and I don't think the order of the meetings had anything to do with what he decided mentally. I think he was impressed by meeting Buster Posey. That was nice, but I think it gets back to what you said. He might have had his mind made up going in.
Yeah, it certainly appears that way when you look at it now. The Giants did make a move today. They re-signed Nick Hundley to a one-year deal, backing up Buster Posey. That's a fairly minor move, but it's something. And what other more minor moves you see maybe coming up in the next couple weeks?
By trading Matt Moore earlier, just a few days ago, they might need some starting pitching. I wouldn't be surprised if they went out and got a veteran back end of the rotation, type of starter. But they may just decide to let the so-called kids go after those last two spots. They've got Chris Stratton, Ty Block, Tyler Beattie, and Andrew Suarez, who could compete for those spots. So they have plenty of competition. They might just elect to let the competition go on.
Chris Haft joining us here, Giants reporter for MLB.com. And Chris, of course, it's gift-giving season and holiday season. And if the Giants want to kind of get their fans back, not that they've lost their fans by any stretch, but really get them excited about the team going into next season and moving forward, not like giving away, tube socks or something, but what's like a real gift? What's a real free agent or trade that would sort of liven up the fan base, if you will, going forward? We've heard rumors about Evan Longoria. Would that do the trick if they were able to pull that off?
that might do the trick, although the fact that he's had some injury problems might, dampen fan enthusiasm a little bit. But it would show that they're serious about improving. And I think they are serious about improving. They just haven't found a fit yet. Jay Bruce would look nice underneath the Christmas tree. Todd Frazier would look pretty good underneath the Christmas tree also. There are players out there for the Giants to get. J.D. Martinez probably would be the biggest, nicest prize with, biggest red ribbon and, nice wrapping paper and all that.
Absolutely, yeah. You put right him in that middle of the lineup with Buster Posey. I mean, all of a sudden you're changing things around in that lineup. Is there also a sense, though, that just health will make the team automatically better? I guess that's an obvious question. But if a guy like Madison Bumgarner stays healthy and other guys, too, that were injured, Hunter Pence, does all of a sudden the team then sort of vault back into some sort of contention or feeling better about themselves, even if they don't get one of those prized offseason possessions?
Yeah, that makes plenty of sense. Each player in their opening day lineup from last year spent some time on the disabled list in 2017.
Wow.
And that's no way to run a railroad, obviously. But every team, at the same time, every team suffers injuries. I mean, so that's an excuse the Giants can make, but it's limited.
Yeah, no question. I mean, every team goes through that, and you always hear NFL teams say, oh, well, everyone gets injured. I mean, it happens plenty during the baseball season as well. Everyone has to deal with it. Just winding down here in terms of expectations, then everyone at New Year's makes resolutions, expectations going into the new year. So, I mean, obviously you gave a C-, D-plus grade, and there's a lot of incomplete as well going forward with this Giants offseason. But looking towards next year, we are only less than 2 months now from pitchers and catchers reporting. I mean, where does this Giants team, the direction of this team going forward, is the goal to play the young guys and sort of develop, or are they trying to get back into playoff contention and get right back up at the top of the National League?
Oh, they'd like to get right back up right away. One thing about the Giants, since I've been covering them and since I've been following them, I've never heard the term rebuild. They never use that term. I think they think rebuild is a four-letter word. they try to retool, regroup, reload, whatever. But they never look to rebuild. They're always looking to win. That's one thing I'll say about them.
Yeah, and certainly, I mean, yeah, and that's an attractive quality to have, even if you're not winning the previous year. Just to have that desire, and the history is there in the recent past, clearly, with winning World Series. It's, they had a down year. So we'll see what happens coming up in the offseason. And, Chris, we really appreciate the time, as always. Happy holidays to you, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Same to you and yours.
Appreciate it, Chris. Chris Half joining us here on MLB.com Extras.